Life's battles are often won or lost in our minds. Mind Games with psychologist Mara Steepers from the Salvos.
This week we're talking about stress, and this comes on the back of the Australian Psychological Society actually publishing very recently the results of the Australian Stress and Wellbeing Survey that they conducted. Over 1,500 people completed online surveys about their own stress levels, and some of the results were a little bit shocking. So 12% over the GST. Percent of Australians reported experiencing levels of stress in the severe range. So that's pretty full on. Interestingly, young adults, so those people 18 to 25, reported experiencing significantly higher levels of stress and significantly much lower levels of actual overall well-being than the general population. So they were the most stressed cohort in this study. And not surprisingly, they were also the highest cohort when it came to the incidence of anxiety and depression, two mental health issues which are really, really closely related to stress and how it is managed in life. 30% of people in the survey identified the workplace as being the biggest cause of stress. And again, younger people were a lot more likely to report the workplace as being stressful than older adults. And so the question of why some of these young people experiencing more distress or more stress than older people, I guess the first thing would be that stress and our ability to manage stress is a lifelong endeavor that we continue to hone our skills in and further develop and refine how we manage our lives. So the first thing would be that young people experience in those years, 18, 25, a huge period of transition out of high school through to HSC, into university, into further study, into full-time work, into more committed and more serious relationships. And so there's a lot of stressful transitions which young people go through. And so because they haven't maybe had the ability and the opportunity of older adults to learn how to manage that stress, that has an impact on how much they experience. So when we talk about stress, what sort of stuff are we talking about? What does it look like? So the common symptoms of stress are things like headaches, bodily aches and pains, particularly in the neck, the shoulders, you get tense. Difficulty sleeping or insomnia, when the mind ticks over and you've got a lot of worrying happening, it's hard to shut the mind off and get rested. And what that means is the less likely you are to get rested, the more likely you are to be stressed the following day. Stress over time can cause high blood pressure, can cause stomach and gastrointestinal issues like irritable bowel syndrome, can have a massive impact on your immune system. It can cause heart disease, can cause relationship issues when it comes to stress influencing the emotions in a relationship, and generally lead to things like depression, moodiness, fatigue, and a lot of difficulty. And basically, to a life where we're not living at our fullest and we're not enjoying our experience, which we all deserve. So what are some of the simple things that you can do to manage stress and to understand stress and cope with it in your life? The first thing would be to identify your warning signs. Everybody's relationship with stress is different, and that's because we all experience it. We actually produce a hormone called cortisol, which helps get us up and out into the world every morning. Now, as it functions normally in our body, that cortisol is supposed to drop throughout the day so that we actually experience less stress. But for stressed people, we then add to that cortisol and it doesn't go away. So everybody experiences stress. It's really important to understand your own idiosyncratic warning signs. What is it for you? Is it relationships? Is it particular emotions, situations, people, particular issues? Identify those triggers. Identify those things which are causing stress for you. Remove them wherever possible and manage them as best you can in other ways. So next week, we'll have a look at what stress is physically, mentally, and emotionally, and we'll look at what you can do to manage your own stress and understand your own signs and symptoms of stress so that you can live the happy, healthy life that you deserve.